is a Wednesday morning, and of course, time now for our view of the village. And we have so many things to talk about, exciting things happening at the village. And today we're going to talk about sports gaming and the sports betting industry and how the village is going to be handling all of that. A lot of exciting stuff there as well. And we have on our WHBC Newsline right now the Executive Vice President of Gaming for the village, Rob Borm. How are you, Rob?
Pam, good morning to you. I'm doing great, thank you.
Glad to have you on this morning, and this is the topic of the day. I mean, this is, everybody keeps talking about what's going to be happening with the village in regards to the, you know, the overall business operation for sports gaming, and just explain to us, I know there's a lot that goes into it. There are a lot of pieces, parts to this, so maybe we can kind of explain to the listeners what all of this entails.
Pam, you got it, and you are right. This is exciting news, not only for Canton, but it's exciting for Stark County, all of Ohio, and because Hall of Fame Village is a world-class destination, it's exciting for visitors from outside the region when they come to visit Ohio as well. So if you don't mind, I'm going to jump right in.
Please do, yes.
Essentially, a week ago from today, the Ohio Casino Control Commission approved and granted Hall of Fame Village with a conditional license for sports betting. And so to break it down and what that means as it relates to Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment, we've got two outlets. And so let's begin with our retail sports book, which will be located at Hall of Fame Village. We are partnered with Bet Rivers. Bet Rivers is a popular chain of sports books in other states, including Pennsylvania, where they have two locations. And essentially, Pam, it's what they do, and they do it well. So we're looking forward to welcoming guests to Hall of Fame Village, where they can place bets on all kinds of sporting events. In addition to that, we have a mobile sports betting app, and we are partnered with Better, and I'm going to spell that because it's unique. It is spelled B-E-T-R. And Better is all about micro betting, which essentially is a revolutionary way to bet on sports. So think of it, instead of betting on the outcome of games, this app and technology allows you to bet play by play, which is really why it's defined as micro betting. So, for example, in football, will the next play be a pass or a rush? Will the next drive achieve the 50-yard line or greater? Will the next drive achieve the red zone? You kind of get the idea. Yeah. But basically, so for instance, in baseball, will the next pitch be a strike? Will it be a ball? Will it be a foul or a base hit? So, really, you know, in addition to the sports betting component of Better, it's really entertaining and enhances the way we watch sports. And I wanted the listener to know that we have a free-to-play version out now. So please go download the app and start practice betting today.
I know quite a few people who have already done that.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's an awesome thing because, like, you know, you got to get ready for the real thing, obviously.
Right.
And this is something that's very new to people, and they just, you know, aren't sure or aren't very confident in, you know, maybe how they're going to pull this off or how this will all work.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why we have our free-to-play version out now. We want people to get used to it, accustomed. You know, it's fun when you're sitting with your buddies watching a game. It's typically what you do, like side bet with your buddies. Now you have a platform to play that out, so it's really exciting. The other item I wanted to mention as it relates to Better, just a sideline interesting note, one of the investors and founding partners of Better is Jake Paul. And as you may or may not know, Jake Paul is a former Disney star. He's an influencer with more than 40 million social media followers. He's also an undefeated boxer and former Ohio resident. So we're really excited about this partnership with Better. And I just want to make sure people download the app and start practice betting today.
Now, and we also, when we talk about the actual sports book, the village, the sports book location will be the only physical one here in Stark County, right?
That is correct. Thank you for noting that, which is really a big deal. So we expect it to draw from all regions, not the least of which is all of Stark County.
So when it comes January 1st and, you know, everything kicks into gear, do you have any big plans for, you know, kicking this off, or, you know, or are we just going to kind of slide right into it as everybody should be ready?
Ooh, Pam, you are going to have to stay tuned. We will be making an announcement very soon for when our mobile and retail sports book will be going live. Let's just say we do have plans for grand opening.
All right. That's awesome. That's wonderful stuff. I don't know if I missed anything. Was there anything else that you wanted to mention while we have this moment?
I think we're good. You know, Mike, one question for you, Pam. Have you taken a ride on the Forward Pass, the zip line, yet?
I'm afraid of heights, but I was actually over there on Sunday. Our Stark County High School football coaches held our meeting there at the Village, and it was wonderful, I might add. They had a great time, but we were all staring at the zip line. And my son said, come on, Mom, it's okay.
Well, for me, I'm just as excited about, you know, when it backs up and you slowly, you know, get to the top. That's really exciting as well, too, some incredible views from the top.
Yeah.
So you got to go over there and take the ride.
Yeah, go over. You just got to go over and see it. I mean, if you haven't taken a ride through the Village, right, you know, in a while, got to get over there and do it. And we're looking forward to that.
Lots of new attractions, so just buzz through.
Absolutely. Rob, so good to have you on this morning. We appreciate all the information, and I'll expect to talk to you about the big announcement sometime soon.
You got it, Pam. Thank you for having me on your show.